back on the Chad Hastie Show, broadcasting live from Cisco Equipment this morning. And joining us this morning here on KFYO on the Chad Hastie Show is a candidate, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Mr. Patrick, welcome to the show this morning. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Chad. Just make it Dan. I'm sitting here at your airport waiting to fly out, kind of on a whirlwind tour of Texas, as it's a big state to cover, and we're somewhere every day. We spent the full day in Lubbock yesterday, had a great, just a great day. You know, Chad, when you travel around the state as a conservative grassroots guy, so I got elected back in 06, the grassroots elected me. I was the outsider against two House members and a city councilman, and no one said I could win, and we got 70% of the vote. I represent West Harris County, for people who don't know where I'm from, the Houston area. And there's just so many great people. And that was really, Chad, before the Tea Party movement, which came along when Obama got elected. Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of on the front end of that. And when you go around the state, Chad, what you find, and I had a Tea Party and a grassroots meeting, two of them, one yesterday in the morning at Ag and I and another out at the Village Township, which I love that community out there. What a cool community. But you meet people around the state.
It's beautiful out there.
It is beautiful. And I mean, when you have a town hall meeting and something called the town hall, it's really cool. It's really neat. But when you go around the state, you meet, it's the same folks. You could take the people I met last night and bring them to my district and my district out to here. That we have so many great conservatives in this state, grassroots voters who love our state, love our country, love our Constitution. They want government out of their life. They want a low regulation, low taxation. They protect life. It's inspiring. It's humbling when they come up and say, we're going to support you, and as a lot of people did yesterday. And so it's just great. And I love Lubbock. I've been coming out here since the 80s. It's just my brother and sister-in-law went to school out here and graduated at Texas Tech, and I just love the area, so it's good to be with you.
Well, we were glad to have you out here yesterday, and you were talking about the conservative grassroots, the Tea Party movement that's out there. Obviously, it's huge. You see the support that someone like a Ted Cruz had out here, like someone like a Greg Abbott or a Rick Perry has. How do you distinguish yourself from your opponents, who will also come out and say, you know what, I don't like Obama, I don't like Obamacare, I don't like what Obama's doing to the state of Texas, and I'm conservative too? How do you distinguish yourself?
Well, it's a great question, and it's a really fair question, and you know what I, as you well know, what I do for a living is what you do. I'm a talk radio host, conservative, back in Houston. I don't get to do the show much anymore. I hear you're on remote today, so I've done a lot of those. That's how I do the show these days. And I was a television anchor before that in Houston, a sports guy, not the Dan Patrick on ESPN, but, you know, just Dan Patrick. We have to have the same name. But I ran in 07, Chad, as a conservative guy, from talking to listeners and knowing the issues. And, again, our listeners supported me, and we won that election. And no one gave me much of a chance in the Senate. They didn't really want me there. Heaven forbid we have a talk show host behind closed-door meetings. What's he going to tell the audience, you know? And so I was not welcomed with open arms, but I ran on a platform of that I would be the most conservative member, and I would try to do everything I could to add conservatives to the Senate. And when I got there, there were two. I was the third. Now we have about 13. The grassroots gets credit for that, not me, but I tried to bring our party to the right in the Senate. And over, you know, everyone says I'm conservative, but the proof is look at a person's voting record. That's the key. And I'm sorry, the airport is doing an announcement. But since 2007, I am rated the number one, the most conservative, and that's 16,000 votes. That's a lot of votes. That's a consistent record. This year, the Texas Conservative Coalition ranked me the most conservative out of 19 Republicans in the Senate. And the other report cards, I'm either number one and two with some other great conservatives like Brian Birdwell and others who are in the Senate. So my record, number one. What bills have I passed? Well, I wrote and passed the sonogram bill, which will save 10 or 15,000 lives, because we have 80,000 abortions a year in Texas. And if women seeking an abortion see the sonogram, listen to the heartbeat, which our bill gives them the choice to do for the first time, last year, one out of five saved 12,000-15,000 lives, and that's what we're seeing. The first thing I did in the Senate was put in God We Trust in the Senate. It was never there. I put it in. I put under God, you know, when you do the Texas pledge, I know the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to the Texas one state under God. I passed that bill in the Senate. This year I was chairman of education. I took on T-Scope. That battle's still ongoing. I eliminated Common Core from coming into the state of Texas. now the legislature must approve any outside federal curriculum that will hold people accountable for that. Until this legislation, the governor, a new governor in the future, could bring it in, or the commissioner potentially. So we want that to be in the people's hands. I reduce testing from 15 to 5, giving more freedom in the classroom for teachers and less state testing, and we put more focus on career in our curriculum. And I also passed the biggest tax cut for business, $172 million tax cut in the last 4 years. So I've led as a conservative, and I've fought the fight. I had the TSA anti-groping bill a few years ago and got in a big fight with the lieutenant governor on that, as some folks may recall. And so when it comes to the record, no one can match my record, social or fiscal. No one can match my work ethic. I've only missed, I think it's 6 or 8, I may not be exactly right, out of 16,000 votes, and I've missed a half day out of 650 in the Senate, and that half day was to go on CNN and argue with, let's say, debate, Piers Morgan. It's really turns into an argument when you're on with him on the Second Amendment right.
I was about to say, yeah, that turns into an argument there.
Yeah, but the most important
visiting
thing,
with Texas.
Yes, the most important thing, Chad, is that I wasn't planning to run for lieutenant governor. This is, I've been married 38 years. I have one grandchild and two coming in January and February, and I could have run for my Senate seat and probably not had maybe even an opponent and returned. But after I saw the meltdown of the filibuster, and I heard you tease Wendy David a little bit before about her saying she's going to be the party of life, what a crock that is. But I just saw what happened, and we desperately need new leadership in the Senate. One of the things people ask me all the time, what would I have done different that night? A couple of things. First of all, there should have never been a filibuster. We sent that bill out of the Senate without the ban on abortion at 20 weeks. People don't really know that, but that bill, and it mysteriously was taken out of the bill. I still don't know why we had the votes, but the lieutenant governor did not insist on that bill going out with the ban on abortion at 20 weeks. Had we done that, Chad, the bill would have gone to the House. It would not have had to have been amended to put it in, and it would not have come back to the Senate. So we didn't send the bill out complete. Number two, when the bill came back from the House, that morning there were actually three bills. It was a criminal justice bill, transportation, the pro-life bill, but they had the filibuster. I would have passed the first two because we had the votes to do it, and I would have adjourned. I would have adjourned, and Governor Perry would have called us back in 10 minutes, and we'd have had one bill left, the pro-life bill, pass it in a week, and there would have been no filibuster. And at the end, you know, that big, when everything blew up at midnight, I was the senator who stood on the floor and called the question to end the filibuster. I asked the lieutenant governor beginning around, well, sometime late in the afternoon and early evening, because I had the votes to end the filibuster, and I was never addressed. I kind of have to be called on. And so all of those things could have stopped it. Why it wasn't stopped, I can't answer, but it should have been. And the danger, Chad, the real danger here is what we did in terms of Wendy Davis. We cannot, Chad, under any circumstance, lose Texas to Democrats. I mean, I don't want to put too much pressure on your audience and conservatives all around the state, but if we lose Texas, this country is lost, because we will never, ever be able to elect a Republican to the White House again. Not that they've all been great, but, you know, they're far, you know, far better than any Democrat who could be elected. And the reason is, if the Democrats take Texas, New York, California, and Texas, if you add up those electoral votes, you can't win the White House without one of those three states. So that's why there's a target on our back. And the thing that David Dewhurst did that was most hurtful was not having the vision to understand. And he and I have worked on some things together, and it's not personal. I'm not running against him. I'm just running for new leadership and conservative leadership. But that night set her up. It made her a rock star. If she announces for governor or lieutenant governor, and I'd love to run against her because I've debated her and beat her on the floor time after time, but if she runs, she's going to have $20, $30 million. She'll lose, but it's step one of beginning to try to take the party back for Democrats. They will pound us on message. They will attack us on message, and they're beginning to try to take the state back. It should have never, ever happened, and that was the damaging thing that night.
We are visiting with Texas Senator Dan Patrick, Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. If you can hold on through the break,
sure.
We will continue our conversation with Dan Patrick, Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. You're listening to the Chad Hastie Show live at Cisco Equipment, 2707 Slayton Highway. We'll be right back. back on the Chad Hastie Show, broadcasting live this morning from Cisco Equipment, 2707 Slayton Highway, and we get the honor to visit with Texas Senator Dan Patrick, running for Lieutenant Governor on, of course, the Republican side. And again, Mr. Patrick, thank you very much for joining us today. And you were in Lubbock yesterday, and we just got done talking about obviously the big fiasco that was leadership and Wendy Davis, and that made her the rising star for the Democrats. Let's say you're Lieutenant Governor right now or in the next session. What are some key issues that you want to focus on?
And thank you for asking, because I want to give a quick recap of where we've been and why we're here. There are a couple of things. And first of all, Chad, as I tell everyone, I'm a Christian first, a conservative second, and a Republican third. And the day the Republicans no longer stand up for Judeo-Christian values and conservative principles, and I guess I'll be an independent. So that's first and foremost. I try to lead with that. That's why the legislation on In God We Trust, Under God the Pledge, and Sonogram Bill was important to me. As Lieutenant Governor, there are key issues, and we've done a lot of good things as Republicans. I'm proud of many of what we've done, but one of the reasons I'm running, one of, besides leadership, are things we haven't done. As Lieutenant Governor, I will pass border security. I will end sanctuary cities. I will pass property tax relief, which is a big issue that our leadership has never addressed. I've tried. I can't get the help on it. You should not be in a position in Texas where you pay off your home and you have to rent it from the state. Property taxes are simply too high, and they continue to increase, where they double about every 9 years, and people can't afford to live in their houses. We have to address water. We have to address transportation. People look at their water bill, it's sky high. All these issues are big issues of conservatives, particularly border security and the end of sanctuary cities. We have to stop being that magnet that draws people here. So as Lieutenant Governor, I will pass all of those bills. We have the votes to do it. We haven't had the leaderships. Also,
Real quickly, let me ask you, when it comes to guns, open carry and campus carry, where do you stand on this?
Yeah. Well, I was a co-author of campus carry. We should have passed that bill in the special session. If someone really wanted to pass it, we'd have passed it, but it was never even brought up. We had the votes to do it. So I was co-author of that. On open carry, what I've always said, and there weren't votes for that this session, but if it comes, if there are the votes and it comes to the floor, it will come out of the Senate. Lastly, which is very important, one thing that will be different, we've worked hard to elect conservative Republicans, but yet half of the Democrats are chairman of committees. Chairman of committees run the Senate. As Lieutenant Governor, I will not appoint half of the Democrats to chairman of committees and have great conservatives sitting on the sidelines.
Dan Patrick, thank you very much. I appreciate your time. DanPatrick.org is your website.